Now listen to part of a lecture on the topic you just read about.
Let's look at some of the drawbacks to the solutions presented in the reading. The article talks about producing artificial rain, right? The technology behind creating rain has actually been around for about 100 years. So why don't countries use this technique more often? Well, many scientists claim that cloud seeding isn't really effective at producing more rainfall. The introduction of these ion-emitting towers sounds promising to some, but experts have pointed out that these towers would simply steal rainfall from other areas. They don't create rain, they just take it from someone else. So why not just take water from the ocean? As the author mentions, it appears that the use of water desalination plants cannot be avoided. But that does not necessarily make them a good solution. Environmentalists, in particular, have a lot of complaints about desalination facilities. The primary complaint is usually that these plants pollute oceans. You see, after they remove all the salt and minerals from the water, they simply dump the leftovers back into the ocean. This could cause damage to sensitive ecosystems, and it's still not clear what negative effects they can have. On top of this, these facilities kill millions of fish and other marine life per year. Combined with the huge amounts of energy required to run these plants, they're essentially an environmental nightmare. The seemingly simple solution would be to reduce water usage, but that's not as easy as it sounds. For one thing, individual water consumption is not the real issue. Rather, California farms are using too much water because they produce so much of the country's fruits and vegetables. The only conservation efforts capable of fixing this problem would be infrastructural changes to water systems, pipes, and food production.
Summarize the points made in the lecture you just heard, being sure to explain how they challenge specific arguments made in the reading passage.